Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
Ecclesiastes chapter number 12, the Bible says this in verse number 13, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." Whenever you study Ecclesiastes and you begin to think about the book of Ecclesiastes, a lot of times a lot of people refer to it as the book of vanity. And what I mean by that, it's not that the book has nothing in it, but no less than 37 times the writer of Ecclesiastes, Solomon, talks about vanities of vanity, saith the preacher. All is vanity. And he's talking about all of the aspects of life that just matters nothing. We could talk about wealth, and we could talk about positions in this life. And what are you saying? And Solomon had it all. If there was ever a man that had it all, it was Solomon. And here's what he says at the closing of his life. He says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter." If I can take my whole life and I can wrap it up and give you the conclusion of the whole matter, he said, "Let us hear the conclusion of all of it." He said, "Here's what's important. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." What is the whole duty of man? To fear God and to keep his commandments. You know, a lot of people says, "I really fear God," but their lifestyle really contradicts their statement. If I say it for every one of us that's listening or here tonight, if we really feared God the way that we should, all of us would probably make some differences in our life. We would change some things. Now let me read you another verse tonight, and I normally don't go to different places like this and really go real topical like I'm going to tonight, but I just really felt that's where the Lord wanted us to go tonight. Look what the Bible said here in James chapter number 4. James chapter number 4. And look in verse 13. I'll read you two verses. The Bible says this: "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain." Goes on to say this: "Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." He said in verse 15, "For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that." How many times have you heard the old timer say this right here? "I'll see you tomorrow, good Lord's willing. Good Lord's willing, I'll see you tomorrow." Matter of fact, some would even say it this way, Brother Andy: "I'll see you tomorrow, good Lord's willing, and the river don't rise," or "the creek don't rise." That's what they would say. Now, the river rises and the creek rises, and it's not necessarily scriptural, but good Lord's willing is scriptural. That's what he just said, that we ought to say, "If the Lord will, we shall live and do this or do that." I'm sure we've all got plans. Matter of fact, if you was to walk back to my office tonight, there's a planner sitting on my desk, and it's got wrote out things that I need to do tomorrow. And then if you was to look on my computer screen, there's some little bitty yellow dots up in the top of it. And if you was to click on those, it's sticky notes that don't stick on my computer, but they're sticky notes on my computer. And it says different things that I need to do between now and Sunday. We have plans for our life. But here's what the Bible said: what is our life? It's just a vapor. It appears for a little time and then it vanisheth away. Our life will be gone before we even know it. Leslie, just a few months ago in one of the ladies' meetings or on one of the podcasts or something or other, was talking about seasons in our life. And I heard one feller say this, or one writer, I guess I read it somewhere, I read a lot, but he said that you spend the early part of your life life as a child and your parents taking care of you. You spend the middle part of your life getting married and having children and taking care of them. You spend towards the end part of your middle life beginning to take care of your parents. And then the closing of your life, your kids end up taking care of you. And you know what? When you really think about that, how true that is. How true that is. And what it is saying is this, that our life goes through stages. And you know what? Before we turn around twice and before we realize it, our life is going to be gone. I was thinking today, I am 42 years old and it seems like yesterday. Matter of fact, I was doing devotions this morning and I said for my 13th birthday, I got a bumper tube to pull behind an old boat that Daddy traded a set of books for, and we took to the lake, and usually we ended up paddling it more than it even ran. But that's what I got for my 13th birthday, and I remember 16, and I remember 18, and I remember 21, and I remember getting married, and now that's been 21 years ago. I remember when my children was born, and now I've got one that's a senior, and our life is leaving us so fastly. And here's what Solomon says. You better hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. When this is all said and done and our life is ended and we're home with the Lord, what's going to matter? It's what we've done for the Lord. Nothing else is going to matter in this life. It's what we've done for the Lord. Here's what I wrote down and I want to talk to you about for a minute tonight. A prescription for our daily living. We know our life's going to be gone before long. Matter of fact, I was reminded this week of just how fast a life can be taken away from us and our world be turned upside down. The tragedy in our county, the tragedy in Yakin County. I knew that family well, went to school with them, and those tragedies, our life, it's just here for a moment. And then it's gone. So each day of our life, I believe we should live it to its fullest. I believe we should make every memory that we can make in it with our children. I believe we should live it to our fullest. But first and foremost, we should live it for God. Because He said, let us hear the conclusion of this thing. Fear God and keep His commandments. Can I show you two or three things of prescription for daily living? This is what you need to do. If you're given a prescription, you're told how to use it, aren't you? There's usually some ingredients, or not ingredients, but instructions on that pill bottle that says do this, this, and this. So here is the instructions on the prescription for daily living tonight. Number one, there has to be daily prayer. There, if our life is going to be what it needs to be for God, and it's going to be gone before, you know what? I believe the coming of the Lord is so close. I believe that it's so close. And even if the Lord's coming is not close, how close is death to us? None of us can answer that question because we do not know. We do not know. I started to say I could get hit by a car walking home tonight, but y'all going to be, the very few that's sitting in here is going to be very reckless going through the parking lot if I am. You could be traveling home tonight and have a car accident and your life taken away from you that fast. And tomorrow, me and Olivia and Victoria, we've got some big plans, and man, we're going to have a good time. And after they get done with school tomorrow, we're going to go up on the mountain where we hunt at, and we're going to throw some more corn and beans out, not because we're hunting season's over, but because we want the deer to stay in there. But man, we're going to have a good time. It's going to be a pretty day. But you know what? All that might be changed. All of that might be changed. You know what? There might be a blood clot in my body and me not even see tomorrow. I could have a heart attack before the night's over. I could have a brain tumor before the night's over. We don't know. So if our life is going to be right, our daily prescription must include prayer. It must include prayer. I thought about this, and I've said it before. I know I have, but I'll say it again. Nowhere in the Bible did the disciples say, Lord, teach us to preach. Lord, teach us to teach. Lord, teach us to be a soul winner. Nowhere did they say that, but they did say this, Lord, teach us to pray. Lord, teach us to pray. Let me tell you what we need to do tonight. We need to grab a hold of the horns of the altar and pray like we've never prayed before. Our daily life must consist of prayer. I thought about this. Colossians 4:2 says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. I thought about this. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 said, pray without ceasing. Ephesians 6:18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. You know what he's saying? He's saying pray. Saying pray. How did Jesus start his earthly ministry? A lot of people says, well, he started it by being baptized. But what was he doing while he was baptized? He was praying. He was praying. Our daily living prescription must have a daily prayer. But can I say this? Number two, there must be a daily priority. There must be a daily priority. You know, there's a lot of people that they don't understand how to prioritize things. Some people, and this just, I just can't handle it, but some people just, they say it this way, it's live by the seat of their britches. In other words, it's just, well, I'm going to get up today and whatever happens. I just can't handle. There's a couple looking at each other strange in here tonight. There's just three or four here, but five or six. But anyway, I'm just saying this. I have to have structure. I have to have structure. And my wife will agree with that. And Miss Stephanie working around the church, I know she will agree with that. And I think, matter of fact, 14, 15 months ago when she first started, that was something that she had to get used to, that I was so structured. A lot of people don't know that about me, but I've got things written out. And if it don't go that way, I don't like it. I don't like it. And people has priorities. What is our daily priority? Not only a daily prayer, but our daily priority. Can I show you something? Our daily priority ought to be, listen to what your Bible said in Romans chapter number 12. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That daily priority, what is it? It's that we get up each day and we present ourselves a living sacrifice before God. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep His commandments. Our life's a vapor. If it's going to be right, our priorities are going to have to be right. And that priority must start with presenting our bodies a living sacrifice. Immediately when we hear that word sacrifice, I know for me, my mind runs back to the Old Testament and that altar and that sacrifice in the Old Testament. But note what he says, a living sacrifice. We don't present ourselves a dead sacrifice. We present ourselves a living sacrifice. In other words, our life should be centered around the altar. He said, be not conformed to this world, neither things that are in this world. And he shows us how to do that. How are we not conformed to this world? How are we not conformed to the things of this world? How do we know the perfect will of God? Here's the reason we do, and here's how we do. We present our bodies a living sacrifice. That priority, that daily priority. It's Paul said, I buffet myself daily. Every day we get up, we have to tell ourselves that we're not in charge. I have to each morning look in the mirror and say, oh boy, you're not running the show today. It's not your way, it's His way, and it's what He has planned for us today. And we're gonna walk according to Him. I thought about this in Luke chapter number 9, verse number 23 and 24. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him what? Deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. You know what he said? He said we take up our cross daily. He said that we deny ourselves and take up our cross daily and follow the Lord. If our life is going to be pleasing to Him, what is the prescription for our life that's just a vapor? What is the prescription for us living in the commandments of God? Well, there must be daily prayer. Can I say this? Number two, there must be daily priority. But I want to say this to you tonight. Number three, there must be daily precepts. There must be daily precepts. These are not just to set on the bookshelf. I've got a lot. I've got a lot that sits on the bookshelf. I collect Bibles. And matter of fact, I've got a lot of Bibles. Matter of fact, just not long ago, I sold a lot of Bibles. I did. I had one. I don't know if you ever saw it or not, but it was from 1976, and it was Oliver B. Green's preaching Bible. And I sold that not long ago. But anyway, I love my Bibles. Amen. I do. And Leslie, I can't believe Leslie's not hollering amen on that right now. She asked me the other day, she said, you know what? I just looked back through last year. Do you want to know how much you spent on Bibles? I said, what better way to spend money, praise God, than on Bibles? And it's funny because you'll buy some and you always end up reverting back to one that you've just carried forever. And that's the way this one is. But I want to say something to you tonight. There must be a daily precept. We got to get in this book. This book is what would change our life. I thought about this. What did the Bible say in Psalms 119:97? Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. See, you know what he's saying? He's saying, I love the law of God. I love the Bible is what he's saying. This is what he said in Jeremiah 15:16. Thy words were found and I did eat them. And thy words were unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. You know what he's saying to us? He's saying this, there must be daily precepts. There must be daily precepts. We must get in our Bible daily. A lot of people, it's sad that the only time they ever pick up the Word of God is when they go to church. The only time they ever read their Bible is when the preacher's reading the text. They never read it no other time. Can I say this? When I got saved, God put a love for His Word in my heart. I promise you it'll help your day to go better to get in God's Word. And I'll show you something else. Let me show you something else right here. I'm talking about a daily prescription. Let me show you something else right here. I don't only see that there needs to be daily prayer, daily priority, daily precepts. But can I say this? There needs to be daily purity. Daily purity. Daily purity. There's one thing that we're getting away from, and that's living a life of holiness. Living a pure life. Living a life of the right testimony. Purity anymore. I've said it many times, and I'm not going to chase this rabbit much again, but it just blows my mind how even so many preachers are dropping their standards today. A life of purity. We're still called to live a life of holiness. We're still called to live a life of purity. We're still called to be separated from the world and live a holy life. I thought about this. 1 Peter 1 said this, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy. Why? Here's the reason why. For I am holy. He said the reason you're supposed to be holy is because I'm holy. Christian means Christ-like. And if we're Christ-like, we're living a pure life. Listen to what he said in Matthew 5:8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Church, there's got to be daily purity. Let me tell you one reason that I need church, because it helps me to stay pure. That's the reason I need it. I know our online, our Wednesday nights has been online now for a few weeks, and hopefully here in the next week or so, we're going to be changing that back to in-person service on Wednesday nights. But man, I've got to have church. There's times that I need to go to church. I need to sit on the pew. I need to let somebody preach to me. Hard preaching will help you live holy. It will. A lot of people says that hard and the holy preaching is just judgmental. If they're in the Word of God and they've got the right spirit, you can't preach too hard for me. It needs to be a daily purity in our life. I try each day as I start my day to ask God to help me to be the Christian testimony that I'm supposed to be. You know, when you're least thinking it, and when you think nobody's watching you, a lot of times that's when somebody's watching you the most, and that's when they lose their character, that's when they lose their testimony. And I've heard my dad say this so many times, you'll work your whole life to build your character and your testimony and lose it in a matter of seconds. Lose it in a matter of seconds. I thought about this. Let me give you one more in closing. Our prescription for a daily life: there needs to be daily prayer, daily priorities, daily precepts. There needs to be daily purity. But I say this in closing: there needs to be daily praise. There needs to be, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. This is the whole duty of man. What is our life? It's even a vapor. It appeareth for a little time, and then it vanisheth away. If our life's going to be right, there needs to be a daily praise. There needs to be a daily prayer. What did he say in 1 Thessalonians 5:16? Rejoice evermore. What did he say in 1 Thessalonians 5:18? In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. What did he say in Philippians 4:4? Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. Our life's coming to an end real quickly. Real quickly. We may think that, Madeline, come start playing softly, if you will. We may think that we have a lot of time left, but none of us actually knows how much time we've got left. I think back, and I started in the volunteer fire service when I was 16 years old. I'm 42 years old now, so it's been a long time. And I think back in 20-plus years of that, Brother Randy, and all the dead people that I've seen down through the years, and it's been a bunch of them. I mean a bunch of them. Brother Joe, I've seen them young. I've seen them old. I've seen them middle age. I think of the death notifications that I've done. I think of the ones that I've done even over the past year or so. I've done them for young people. I've done them for old people. I've done them for middle age people. I've done them for infants. I've done them for toddlers. Our life, it's slipping away from us. It's slipping away from us real fast. You remember March of 2020 when COVID first started, and we thought, man, oh my goodness, this is going to be a long year, but we're already halfway through the first month. We're halfway through the first month of 2021 now. Where's it gone? Where is time gone? I remember thinking whenever the quarantine started and the stay-at-home order started, and I thought, I'm on the go. I'm in the church office usually early in the mornings. I get my things done, and then I'm running here and I'm running there, and I was visiting this and visiting that one and visiting the hospitals, and all that kind of stopped for a while. And I thought, man, I remember that first 30-day stay-at-home order, and I thought, well, whew. Man, we had 30 days, good night. And now we're in January of 2021. We're halfway through it. And tomorrow's the 21st of January. That means Friday, Brother Heath. I'm getting a pumpkin spice latte with caramel and whipped cream. And you're going to drink a Dr. Pepper, aren't you? Some of y'all know what we're talking about in the 21-day fast that we've been doing. But We think that 21 days is long, but it's over now. I remember, I've still got the shirt. It was a long sleeve, old Navy t-shirt that I had on when Madeline was born. It's still in my drawer at the house. And I remember when she was born and holding her in my arms. And now she's fixing to turn 18. She's a senior in high school. We're fixing to take her Saturday to take her CNA test. She's fixing to apply for nursing school. I'm just simply saying this, man, life's getting away from us. I bet Mama, I don't know if Dad, because his memory's slipping, but I bet Mom can remember when she held me in her arms for the first time. And now 42 years later, she's a member of my church. She's got grandkids and great-grandkids. But Joe, it's leaving. It probably seems like yesterday he was driving an ambulance for the great county of Surrey. Man, look at where we're at today. But Ted, probably seems like yesterday that you brought Brother Justin home from the hospital. And now you got them little grand boys running around everywhere. Man, life, Brother Randy, it's just... seems like yesterday we was at the hospital wondering, boy, I don't know if Brother Randy's going to make it or not. Seems like that was just yesterday. Seems like just yesterday we was at the hospital, Brother Joe, and he was having a stroke, and we thought, well, are we going to... You should preach what he's saying. Our life's a vapor. And it's here for just a little time. And Solomon said, let's hear the conclusion of this thing. We better fear God. We better keep his commandments. And if we're going to do that, there has to be some daily praise. There has to be daily purity. There has to be daily precepts. There has to be daily priorities. There has to be daily prayer. A prescription for daily living.